Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, May 8th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by CardPointers. Leading off today, developers are jumping at the opportunity to take advantage of Apple's recent App Store guideline changes. As a refresher, Apple updated the App Store guidelines last week to allow developers to link out to external payment systems without paying any sort of commission or seeking a special entitlement. This change came after an injunction in Apple's legal battle with Epic Games, which ruled that the company could not charge a commission for any external digital purchases. Last week, we talked about Spotify updating its app for iPhone and iPad to take advantage of these changes. Now, Amazon has followed suit. Under the old App Store rules, buying Kindle books was a major pain on iPhone. That's because in order to offer a seamless experience via in-app purchases, Amazon would have had to fork over a hefty percentage of its sales to Apple. Apple's rules also prevented Amazon from making it easy for users to jump out of the app to make a purchase, then come back. As a result, you could browse titles in the Kindle app, but then manually have to go to the Kindle website to actually complete the purchase. Amazon was not allowed to link to its website in the app or offer any indication of what the book might cost on the Amazon website. But now with these App Store guideline changes, Amazon is now allowed to add a Get Book button for customers to tap and instantly buy a book in the Kindle app. They can then complete the checkout process in the app with their Amazon account via a Safari web view. It's still not quite as seamless as if Apple allowed Amazon to implement a native in-app purchase flow, but it's far better than how it used to work. Patreon has also updated its iPhone and iPad app to take advantage of these App Store guideline changes, while Netflix has said that it's monitoring the situation closely, but it has nothing to announce at this time. It says it will continue to abide by App Store policies until it learns more about how to best implement any changes going forward. But meanwhile, Apple is continuing its battle to overturn last week's injunction in the Epic Games case. This week, Apple filed a notice of appeal in the Epic Games case and an emergency motion on Wednesday. Apple requested a stay on the court's injunction, which currently requires the company to allow developers to link to those external payment methods. With this motion, Apple wants to delay two key mandates. It wants a delay on the ban of charging commissions for purchases made through links to external payment methods, and it wants to delay the ban on setting conditions for the style, placement, or language of those links in iOS apps. Apple argues that these provisions go far beyond the original 2021 injunction, which only barred it from prohibiting links altogether. The new restrictions, Apple says, are punitive, create new legal obligations not previously litigated, and would cause irreparable harm by costing it hundreds of millions to billions of dollars annually. Apple also claims that the district court violated due process and improperly engaged in price setting, which it says violates California law under the U.S. Constitution. Apple hopes the Ninth Circuit will issue a ruling by May 28th of 2025. We are supported this week by CardPointers, the best way to earn more from your credit cards every day. CardPointers shows you in-depth details about the rewards and offers for each of your cards, so you know the best credit card to use for every purchase to make sure you're earning the most cash back or rewards points every time. In fact, most users save over $750 per year thanks to CardPointers. 9to5 Mac Daily listeners can exclusively save 30% on CardPointers and get a $100 savings card by hitting the link in the show notes. My thanks to CardPointers for their support of the show. Running out today, Apple executive, Senior Vice President of Services, Eddie Q, was on the stand this week testifying in the Department of Justice's case against Google. As we've talked about in the past, the Department of Justice is investigating Google over its dominance in the search industry, and a key part of that investigation is the $20 billion Google pays Apple annually to be the default search engine on the iPhone, the iPad, and the Mac. During his testimony yesterday, Q said that Apple is planning to add artificial intelligence search providers to the Safari browser. This means that alongside existing search options from Google and Microsoft, you'll be able to choose an AI company to power your iPhone searches, with Q specifically citing search products from Perplexity and Anthropic. Q also revealed that the number of searches through Safari fell for the first time ever in April, which suggests users are looking to AI sources as alternative ways to find information. Through its lucrative deal with Google and other search engines, Apple gets a cut of ad revenue from searches, so if usage falls, Apple makes less money. Apple is therefore looking to stay ahead of the curve and adopt built-in searches from companies like Perplexity and Anthropic, presumably with some sort of revenue-sharing agreement. We've already seen Apple partner with ChatGPT to extend Siri capabilities as part of the first wave of Apple Intelligence features, and the company has shown a willingness to support other AI platforms as well. Also, during his testimony this week, Eddie Q said that come 10 years from now, you might not even need an iPhone. He said, quote, "You may not need an iPhone 10 years from now, as crazy as it sounds. The only way you truly have competition is when technology shifts. Technology shifts create these opportunities. AI is a new technology shift, and it's creating new opportunities for new entrants." Q's comments attempt to show that Apple has a lot of competition in the various categories in which it operates, even in the iPhone market where it does dominate. The overarching argument that both Google and Apple are trying to make in this case is that both companies face competition and that the $20 billion revenue sharing agreement for Google to be the default search engine doesn't hinder competition in the technology industry. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.